Welcome to this episode of the We Travel There podcast. We're in Pleasant Hill, California, with my new friend Patricia Snowden of staypleasanthill.com. Trish was drawn to this corner of the Bay Area to become the CEO of the Locals Visitors Bureau. She previously worked for a hotel in the area and loved the small town feel, friendly people, and proximity to San Francisco and wine country. In this episode, Trish and I talk about hiking to Mount Diablo State Park, taking in the views from Dinosaur Hill, and listening to vinyl records at Rasputin Music. Hear about these three amazing experiences and so much more. If you know someone interested in visiting Northern California, I'd love it if you shared this episode with them. The show notes and our one-page guide to Trish's tips are available at wetravelthere.com/Pleasant Hill. Now let's get started. The We Travel There podcast helps you travel like a local by interviewing guests from around the world to uncover the hidden gems of their city by finding out the best things to do, eat, drink, and see from a local's point of view. We love using hotel points to save money on travel, but figuring out the best hotel redemptions can be challenging. That's why we use Aways to research our trips. Aways was created to help bridge the gap between travelers and their loyalty programs. It takes the guesswork out of travel hacking by comparing cash and points prices for all the major hotel brands and destinations across the world, including this week's city. Sign up now at wetravelthere.com/Aways or use the promo code LEE2023 at Aways.com to get $20 off your subscription. In early 2024, they're also launching flights, so you can see live miles versus cash price comparisons on airline travel. If you join before the flights program launches, you'll get access to the program where it goes live free for no additional cost. Remember to use the promo code LEAD2023 to get $20 off your subscription. Hey, Trish, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lee. It's a real pleasure to be here. I'm excited to talk to you today.
When I lived in California, I was a big fan of the Bay Area. I used to go up there and visit a lot. It was like a great weekend getaway for us from SoCal. But today we're talking about Pleasant Hill. It's kind of like a more like a suburb, I guess you could say, of San Francisco. And it's a city that has a lot to offer, but people that going to like the major area like may overlook the area by accident, right?
Absolutely, because it's a small, you know, we're about 35,000 people. It's a small little area. We've dubbed ourselves we're San Francisco's backyard. I mean, it's a place to come and play, right? You go play in the backyard. So Pleasant Hill is, you know, got lots of open space. And so we like to kind of call ourselves Bay Area's backyard. Come play.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I know it's one of those things where when I lived in California, you know, there was so much, we were in like the concrete jungle, so to speak, right?
Exactly.
And I love going to the cities like yours where it's a little bit more connected with nature, a little bit more slower pace, a little bit more just kind of at ease versus like the traffic and the hustle and bustle that you find in like in the bigger cities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we have 269 acres of parkland. Where do you find that in the middle of the concrete jungle? So it really is a great place to come and play. But, you know, the beauty of it, we're kind of in the center of all the we're in the center of the jungle too. So if you want to do the jungle, you can do the jungle too. You know what I mean? We're not out so far that, you know, you would never come to us for any reason. It's a great place to come and experience everything around the Bay.
Yeah. Cause like when you're in the Bay Area there's so much to do. Obviously you have all the architecture and attractions and culture of San Francisco, but then you also have like the wine region nearby. And then obviously a lot of hiking and trails, you're kind of a little bit further inland, right? So you're kind of like right in that sweet spot where there's so many different things to do. And it's just a matter of what are you really into, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you look at a map, we have a map, it shows us like we're really the center of the Bay Area. And, you know, if you go out in circular fashion, it's like, wow, you can get to Santa Cruz, you can get to Monterey, you can get to the beach, you can get to wine country, you can go inland and go to some of the beautiful waterways there, Mount Diablo. I mean, there's just anything you want to do, you can really do, you know, so stay here and go there. Not to mention, you know, some great little gems in Pleasant Hill, of course, which we'll talk about.
Sure. And I think one of the other things that, as we'll talk about, like hotels and everything, one of the other things to think about, you know, if people are traveling, you know, maybe they're on a little bit of a budget. And I know that when I used to travel to San Francisco for work, that the hotel rates were extraordinarily expensive, right? But if you stay a little outside of the city, like in the Pleasant Hill area, you're still connected to the city by whether you're driving by car or you're taking like the BART, Metro Rail, you can stay there for a fraction of the price that you'd pay if you're staying in the big city.
Yeah, definitely. I would say at least maybe not half, but definitely $100 less than what you'd stay in the city. And like you said, there's a BART stop right in Pleasant Hill. BART is our Bay Area Rapid Transit. That's our metro train system. Really easy trip to get into the city if you want to do that. And if you're driving, renting a car, you know, we're close to really several major airports, including a local regional one right in Concord, which is next door to us. So it's definitely an easy place to get in and out of, right off of the major freeway entrance and to pop up to Napa or what have you. So yeah, it's really easy. And it's definitely more economical to stay out in the burbs, to stay out in the burbs, right?
For sure. For sure. So let's take a step back. Like, what's your connection to Pleasant Hill? Like, how did you get there? Or did you like grow up in that area?
You know, I didn't grow up in this area at all, but it's interesting that, you know, I'm in the position I'm in now, which I'm the CEO for Visit Pleasant Hill, which is the destination marketing organization. And I was drawn here again. I mean, this is my second stint of working in this city. I was a general manager for Marriott Hotels many years ago, you know, and I loved it. I mean, I was involved in the chambers and all the stuff that goes on in this city. And I'm drawn back here again to another opportunity because the city is just so charming and small town feel, yet it's got all the big city really amenities so close by. And so really is a great place to work, live, play. And so I couldn't be prouder to be representing such a great little city.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So let's think about what the weather's like. I know there's this kind of like that joke about San Francisco that the coldest winter I ever spent was the summer in San Francisco.
Right.
Right. But I think when you're a little further inland like you are, that the weather isn't quite as unconventional, I guess you could say.
It's not as drastic. I mean, I really think that it's mild most of the year. I mean, I think our average temperature, I want to say, is like 72 or some, you know, 68 to 72. I mean, the lowest you're ever going to get, very rare you're going to ever freeze, you know, to that level. It's just mild. I mean, sure, we have rains. I mean, Northern California, I think, is known for being a little bit rainier, maybe, than, let's say, our Southern California counterparts down there, but it's always doable. I mean, as I look out the window today, it's, you know, there's clouds, but it's, you know, it's 54 degrees. I mean, and it's the middle of February. And so if you were here and you were visiting and you needed to go out and you wanted to explore today, it'd be a great day. Put on a light jacket. I don't own a winter jacket. I really don't. You know, if I ever go to the snow, if I ever go to Tahoe or something like that, yeah, then I'll put on my down jacket. But I literally don't have one. Light jackets work all year.
I'm jealous. After moving here to Nashville from Southern California, I've had to get more layers, I guess you could say, both physically and in my closet. So
yeah, I bet. Listen, I grew up in Minnesota, so
yeah,
I escaped when I was an adult because it was great as a kid, but man, living that life as an adult and having to adult in the snow is hard.
For sure, for sure.
Cold weather, yeah.
Now, talking about like the weather, obviously the weather seems like it's pretty good throughout the year. Are there certain festivals or annual events that occur that maybe somebody wants to plan a trip around those?
Yeah, I mean, Pleasant Hill has a lot of stuff going on, I think, for a small city. Summer, you know, obviously, I'd say May to October, great season. You definitely want to be outside. And we try to capitalize on that. I'd say starting with, you know, we do food trucks, obviously, is a really big deal. In the Bay Area, there's a food truck company called Off the Grid starting in April and all the way through October. They're here every Wednesday night in Pleasant Hill. And so it's a really cool time for families to come out, you know, run around. It's at our city hall, which has a huge park, grassy area. And so people come out with their picnic blankets and their, you know, lawn chairs and can feed their family from the really fun and unique food trucks. So that's a really fun event. And as a matter of fact, you know, we're very proud of our sports teams here. And usually sometime during Off the Grid, we'll put up a big screen and play Warriors basketball out there. If they're in the playoffs or if they're in the championship game, we've showed those out there. And that's really fun. And it's just such a neat community gathering place. And I think there's not enough of that these days. You know, sometimes you don't even know your neighbor. It's really great. I think Pleasant Hill does a great job at trying to promote people to get out and about and talk to your neighbors. Let's get to know each other. even if you may not look like me. Let's all mingle and talk. And I love that. Chamber of Commerce puts on the Art, Wine, and Music Festival every May. And that's really fun, you know, really diverse groups of music and kids stages and beer and wine and artisans that come and, you know, sell their artwork. That's really a great festival. July, we continue with Blues and Brews. The Rec and Park Department of the city puts that on. Really great, featuring, you know, lots of local craft breweries, which I am very proud to say that Pleasant Hill has the California Brewery of the Year, 2023 Brewery of the Year. We have a, they are right in Pleasant Hill. They opened their second shop. And so we have Morgan Territory Brewing right in Pleasant Hill, which is cool. And they do feature their beers at that festival. There's a concert series by the lake, which is that area, that grassy area I talked about where the Off the Grid comes. So there's every other Sunday, there's concerts at night. So, you know, Rec and Park also puts on lots of fun cinema nights and egg hunts and, you know, all the stuff to really promote community. And so I think, yeah, we do a great, great job of that.
Yeah. I travel a lot with my kids and stuff like that. So I love being able to find, you know, family-friendly activities like those that just, it's something fun to do. A lot of times I'm sure they're free to attend and stuff like that. And maybe spend a few bucks buying some drinks and buying some food and participating in, you know, a few like carnival games or whatever. But overall, it's low-cost entertainment that's also just fun for everybody.
Yeah. And we make a real effort to, you know, there's seven hotels that we represent in Pleasant Hill, and we make a real effort to think about the guest that's coming in. Of course, we're trying to promote so people come, but let's say you didn't come because you knew about us, or, you know, or that you read some of our promotion or what have you. It's like, we want every guest that comes to Pleasant Hill to know about all of these things. So every guest that checks in gets a little key card with our QR code so they can see the events that are going on. And if you're at our, you know, go to our website, you know, we've got stuff around the hotels that people can find those fun things going on when they travel.
For sure. And a lot of the events we talked about are kind of like in that spring to fall season. You also have like a really cool, like a Christmas, like holiday event as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. It's called Light Up the Night. And again, it's an inclusive event. You know, it's not a Christmas event. It's not a, you know, we really are trying to include everybody in that event. And while we do a Christmas tree lighting, there's like, let's say, for instance, like our booth has, we do a coloring contest for the kids. And so there's seven different holidays that may happen fall to winter, from, you know, Chinese New Year to, there's a Swedish St. Lucia festival. That's a Swedish holiday festival. There's, you know, Japanese New Year. There's, you know, a Mexican holiday. So we're just really trying to promote and have everyone feel included and seen. Diwali festival, you know, those type of things. So it really, you know, we have stages with different types of music from those different cultures. So it's a really, I think, a unique event that everybody comes out to and feels included.
Oh, that is really cool. Yeah. So let's talk about getting to Pleasant Hill. So you mentioned that there is the local airport there in Concord, which is like right next door. I used to fly actually there. There's an airline. It used to be called JetSuite X, and now it's JSX. It's kind of like a regional airline. And I love it because it's, you kind of feel like you're special because you're flying in like this little private jet almost for a pretty economical price. So that was always a great thing. Obviously their flights are a little limited there, but if somebody's flying, they may maybe hear from like Nashville or something like that, or other parts of the country or internationally, where would we fly in? Would we fly into SFO or Oakland? What's the better airport?
You know, it depends on where you're coming from and what the flights are from your, you know, origination city. But Oakland is the closest, you know, international airport. So SFO is not that much further, but of course you drive through more traffic if you're coming from San Francisco, but both are very, very, very doable and recommend either one of those. Really, I would say choose whichever one is best from where you're flying from, because both are easy to get to. It's an easy drive. It's an easy BART ride. BART goes to both of those airports. You know, if you're looking for public transportation and not getting a car, you know, that works too.
Yeah. I mean, I love taking public transportation whenever I can, just because that way I get to enjoy everything too and not have to worry about like you focusing on the road and not crashing.
MapQuest, where are we going? What's going on? Am I? Yep, exactly.
So at least like a public transportation, it's a little bit easier. You know, it's, we can all kind of just chill. But if say if we did take a get a rental car, what's the parking situation like in Pleasant Hill? And although the public transportation does roll through there, I think if you're wanting to explore some of the things like Napa or some of the hiking trails, like that might be better to have a car.
Yeah, you would want a car for part of the time. I mean, it's not even something, and there's car rentals you can get right in Pleasant Hill too. So
it's great to be able to have the public transportation options there, but sometimes with public transportation, maybe it doesn't take you to everything you want to go and you don't want to have to rely on Uber or taxis. So renting a car is a great option because you don't have to worry about parking like you do in the big city, right? It's going to give you a little bit more options to be able to go to wine country or go on a hike or go see some trails.
Absolutely. I would say, you know, we're promoting that we're the center of everything. So you would probably want to have a car if you're adventuring and that's your reason for coming here is exploring lots of different areas. Or lots of different places in our area. Absolutely. And parking, mostly free all over the city in Pleasant Hill. It's not like staying at a hotel in San Francisco. You're going to spend at least $60 a night on parking. And you want to do that because you want to be safe. I mean, you really do. But here, I mean, I think some of the hotels are starting to charge a small, but they're, you know, $6 a night, $7 a night, something like that. But not all of them. And the city doesn't charge parking anywhere. So there's no parking. We have a beautiful little downtown area called Crescent Drive. I mean, there's no fees for parking and there's ample parking.
Well, I think it's one of those things that where a lot of times people are trying to, you know, stretch the travel budget as much as they can. Take the public transportation and be able to kind of enjoy everything you can along those lines. And then on the days that you want to be able to kind of go out and explore like the wine country or wherever, then rent the car on those days and not, you don't need it for the entire trip, right?
Absolutely. If that's what you're doing is, you know, making sure you're most cost effective, that's absolutely. We've got rental car, you know, spots right in Pleasant Hill. So you could easily do that.
Now let's talk about like where to stay in Pleasant Hill. I know you mentioned earlier that there's like 7 different hotel brands. I did a little research myself because I love using miles and points. And I always check out our partner, Aways. They have an award search tool that helps you figure out what hotels are in cities that and how much they charge cash versus points. And I found one of the ones, I'm a big Hyatt person. There's actually a Hyatt house there. It was only 12,000 points for a night, which is super cheap.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's really good.
You know, but there's other hotels there as well, right?
Yeah. You know, we really have 4 major brands. 5, really. I mean, if you think about it, we've got Residence Inn by Marriott. We've got Hyatt House, which you mentioned. We've got Homewood Suites by Hilton. And we've got Sonesta Select. We've also have an Extended Stay America. We've got all budgets covered, really. And then there's 2 smaller independent motel types in town, too. And we're excited to announce that we've got a Courtyard by Marriott coming within the next year and a half as well. So, yeah. And honestly, you say that 12,000 points, I'm not going to be able to quote how many points for those hotels, but these hotels are that award level that's not that high. And again, it's because we're kind of in the outlying areas. You know, we're considered more of what's called a tertiary market, which is like we're not right in the big city, we're not right in the midst of some of those major metropolises. And so it is definitely more affordable on that point side as well.
Sure. So let's talk about some of the things what we're going to do in Pleasant Hill. Obviously, like we talked about, you're very close to San Francisco and Oakland. So if you want to do some of those things, like hit Golden Gate Bridge, visit Alcatraz and those types of things, that's obviously easy to do, taking the BART into the city. But if we're going to stay in your area within the city borders or relatively nearby, what are some of the things we should look at doing while we're there?
Yeah, I mean, I always say bring your hiking shoes. And I mentioned already, I mean, 269 acres of parkland. So lots of photo ops. I mean, there's a beautiful mountain in our area called Mount Diablo. I mean, you know, some of the park, it's called Dinosaur Hill Park, and there's a really neat hike up to this bench. Hopefully we'll post one of those pictures. But I mean, it's one of the best photo ops in the Bay Area. People come there for their wedding photos. People go up there for their graduation photo. You know, you name it. Probably almost any time you go up there, you might find somebody, you know, taking some professional shots. It's just a really neat area. So I definitely recommend hiking. And it's a simple hike. It's not, you know, I had knee surgery not too long ago and I walked up there. So, you know, it's a doable hike. You can find difficult hikes and you can find, you know, know, easy hikes. But that would be one thing. We're really close to a lot of different craft breweries, little wineries. You know, I mean, we don't have, we're not Napa. Let's not say that. But there's a different Deer Hill Winery. I mean, it's kind of one of those little undiscovered. The guy has 20 acres on his estate, his place where he lives, and he makes wine there. And he has a beautiful little meeting spot where, you know, small boards, you know, maybe up to 20, 25 people can come. And I mean, there's just, it's right around the corner. And you don't, he purposely doesn't, you know, do a lot of marketing because he wants to keep it that really quaint and beautiful and not full of people type of area. There's a little place called Balestrieri Farms. And again, they make wine, they make olive oil right in our backyard, you know, right across from one of our parks.
Oh, that's fantastic. Like I said, a lot of times I travel with my kids and they're young. They got a lot more energy than me and everything like that. And so I want to be able to take them to like some parks or some hiking to burn off some of that energy. And I saw that there's the John Muir Natural Historic Site that's nearby. Is that a good place to go hiking?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's right next door. I mean, you know, wouldn't have to go far for that, but it's a great, I mean, let me tell you, I have three kids and they all went through the school system out here. John Muir site is a place that almost every class went. I mean, it's a great place to take your kids. I mean, to learn about history, but also place to run, place to have picnic. You know, as parents, we can get a little, you know, education in there too, right? and it's really a neat, you know, they get to take a tour of like an old historic house, you know, and set up like it was back in the day. It's a, you know, it's a museum. So fun for the parents too. How about we have some fun while we go out and about as well? So that's a really good spot. Shopping. I mean, Walnut Creek is a little bit bigger city right next door. We share a border with them and they've got a beautiful shopping area, high end, called Broadway Plaza. Great place to just bop over there and do some shopping. And there's a myriad of restaurants in that area as well.
Well, speaking of shopping, my kids are, you know, kind of at that age where they're still into Legos, but like kind of growing out of it and everything. But I saw there's like a really nice shop that's like Bricks and Minifigs that's in your area that stimulate the creativity, right?
Exactly. It's just one of those little shops that you would never think of. And you go in there and the owner and there's another gal that works there and they're just amazing. I mean, you can walk in there, and this is for real Lego collectors, you know, that maybe have like this whole set that they've got a Star Wars ship that they, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm missing these three pieces. You can go in there and they will know exactly if they've got that like piece. It's amazing. I mean, stuff is split up by different kinds of pieces and it's just a really neat place to go. Kids would, you know, and what kid doesn't love Legos? You know, they go through that Lego stage, right? Where they're, you know, that's, they're really into it. And so it's really fun for whether you're a collector of some of the pieces or whether you're just a kid wanting to start building stuff. It's really neat. It's just, it's one of those hidden gems we can't talk about enough. I mean, it's a really cool spot.
For sure. And like, you know, my kids are getting to the age also where they're really getting into music, you know, and I saw there's a Rasputin Records where it's like, you can kind of go in there and get some vinyl and everything. But, and there's also a place called Wise Girls that if you want to listen to live music as well.
Yeah, it's really, you know, Wise Girl is, it's an Italian restaurant. Angela, who's the owner, has been around town for years, grew up here. It used to be called like Wise Girl Restaurant Italian. She literally changed the name to add and live music because that's her passion. You know, she really wants to showcase local bands and it really is a cool place to go and just hang out. And that's kind of a lost art of having a restaurant. It's not a club because people of a certain age don't want to go to a club. You know what I mean? But you want to hear live music. Live music is alive and well in Pleasant Hill, and we're really proud to have that. You know, and you mentioned Rasputin Records. It's the coolest. And it's funny because it's really close to Bricks and Minifigs, and it's like those two shops are just amazing. They're just things you don't find anywhere. They're a thing of the past, you know, those kind of shops, because everybody shops online and everybody, you know, and it's so cool to go in a shop and actually touch something and put your hands on it. And vinyl, I mean, come on. we grew up for with sure. that. And so to be able to start sharing that with a new generation that just thinks it's the coolest thing ever is kind of awesome.
Absolutely. Now, one of the other things is like occasionally I get to go on like a solo trip, just me and my wife and everything. And I saw there's actually a casino near there where we can go and do a little gambling and maybe enjoy like the evening by ourselves, right?
Yeah, yeah, there is. There's several really around the area that you could go to. There's one in, you know, Pacheco, which is like right next to us. There's San Pablo, different little casinos that are, they're nicely done. You know, I mean, I think there's some casinos that, you know, it's like, oh, is that someplace I'd want to go? They're nicely done. You know, they're a place that you could do on a date. Those are really fun. And there's a couple of restaurants around the area. And I think, you know, we'll talk about some of those recommendations in a little bit. We've got a great movie theater in town and Lesher Center for the Arts. You know, that's another thing I wanted to mention because it's in Walnut Creek, but again, right next door. And they put on some great performances, a lot of different ethnic arts. Really, it is Lesher Center for the Arts. It's the arts. So if that's something you want to do, and chances are there's something going on. It's not, you know, once or twice a month, there's something. They've got stuff all the time, you know, from ballets to lectures to art installations, that type of thing. And then we've got a huge Concord. The Toyota Pavilion at Concord is a huge venue too for live concerts. You know, the big shows, right? Big lawn and big name artists come through there. So we get a lot of people coming into town to go to those events too.
Absolutely. Well, we only got a couple of minutes left and, you know, we've been talking about all the fun things to do in Pleasant Hill. We're kind of running out of time to be able to talk about some of the places to eat. So let's just do kind of a little more rapid fire as far as hitting up a couple spots. What are some of the places that we can't miss when we're there?
The Hangout, best brunch spot by far all around town. They've got, if you go, try the entree called the Hangover. That's all I'm going to say. You got to try it. And another really great one is called Zanun. It really promotes modern Mexican culture in their dining experience. So really love that. And it's the son of one of our restaurant owners that has another great restaurant called Wences. His son opened this, you know, so it's a really neat family story. So Zanun, it's T-Z-U-N-U-N. So the T is silent, Zanun. Great, great place.
Okay, nice. Now, where would we go if we want to have a good breakfast before we head out for the day and go exploring all these fun things to do in Pleasant Hill?
Well, the cool thing is that many of our restaurants have complimentary breakfast included. That's a plus. But breakfast, honestly, the Hangout is a great breakfast spot, which I already mentioned. We also have a new place, it's going to be opening up in the next few months called Crumbs. And it's their second restaurant of this family that has this restaurant called Crumbs. And it's a great breakfast spot. So that's going to be opening right on one of our main drags in Pleasant Hill. So we're excited about that.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I was doing a little research and what I found, I love me a good pancake before I head out. I saw this place called Sherry's Kitchen.
Yep, that's a great standby in Pleasant Hill. Been around here for years. They recently moved locations and so they're partnering where it's a really unique concept. I know we don't have much time, but they do the breakfast with her concept and then the husband has his concept for the lunch and dinner, and they've also got banquet space. So it's a really cool way to kind of keep two businesses, you know, still here instead of going away, which you hear about all too often.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Well, you know, Trish, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing all these amazing tips for Pleasant Hill. Like I said, I've been coming to the Bay Area for all these years and haven't had a chance to spend a lot of time there. So it's definitely kind of opening my eyes to like, hey, look, stop by and enjoy ourselves, you know, before we go. If somebody only had time for one meal when they visited Pleasant Hill, where should they go and what should they eat?
That's a hard one because there's so many. But I think one of my favorites is Crescent Bistro. It's in our downtown district, which I talked about before, on Crescent Drive. Ergo, the name Crescent Bistro. The chef owner is Bradley, and he just has some really great. He makes these cheddar donuts. They're jalapeno cheddar donuts, which are like nothing you've ever had. I mean, and it's not a dessert. So I'll just say that. Gotta try it. Yeah. And he does wine dinners and he craft cocktails and it's a small indoor and outdoor seating. It's just a really neat restaurant.
Oh, that sounds fun. Now, like you said, you've been in Pleasant Hill for many, many years, both as a GM of the hotel, but also now, you know, as part of the DMO. What's one of your most memorable stories of being there?
You know, I think, gosh, there's so many. I love the story of Rogers Ranch Heritage Center. I mean, it's our oldest standing building that's still in Pleasant Hill. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. And really just kind of seeing that go through its process of probably, like many historic places, it's hard. You know, it's a hard fight. It's hard to find funding to keep some of these places up, to keep people interested. And so I think just all these years that I was there years ago and to now, you know, kind of seeing the evolution of what they've turned that space into. And it just, again, it speaks to the people in Pleasant Hill and the pride, you know, that people have. And now they're doing succulent gardening there, and they offer classes, and the local junior college teaches, some of the professors teach classes out there on gardening and wine, different classes. And that historic home still sits there from 1895. So there are 1867. Yeah. I mean, it's that old. And so just watching that and knowing that it's still there, that just warms my heart that there's still a place that we can hang on to. Cause I think the older you get, you realize that, gosh, let's remember our past too. And let's pay homage to that whenever we can.
Right on. Well, speaking of good times and happy memories, where's the happiest happy hour in Pleasant Hill?
You know what? I got the perfect spot, and you get three places to choose from. It's on Oak Park Boulevard. I call it Oak Park Happy Hour Alley because there's three places. Wise Girl, which I mentioned before, has the live bands on the weekends. Wences, which is the place of the father of the Zanoon, which we talked about. And they've got the best lobster bisque you've ever had, as well as fresh oysters on Mondays. So great place to go. And this is all like within, you could walk to all three of these places. And then Kobe, Japan. So you really have everything from like music and happy hour, seafood and happy hour. And then you've got a Japanese happy hour, right? With some great sakis and sushi and different specials. So it's really a neat, kind of would hit almost all tastes, you know, to go right there on Oak Park Alley.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's great to be able to, if you say you're out with a bunch of different friends and stuff like that, you can't really decide what you want to do. You can kind of spend a little time at each one, right?
You can hop because it's easy. You literally can have one drink at each place. And I've done that before with friends. And we definitely recommend that when people come to town.
That sounds like a great way to spend an evening. Now, one of the things I always do whenever I travel is check out the local pizza. So where's the best place for pepperoni pizza in Pleasant Hill?
I'm going to say Mello's. Mello's Pizza and Pasta. It was this restaurant really was started by two brothers from Italy. And they came over and started their first restaurant in 1956 in a town up the road called Vallejo, and then opened up this current store here in Pleasant Hill in 1971. And now they've got five, and the name is Mello's, M-E-L-O-S. And it's really great pizza. You can't go wrong with that pizza. And it's still family owned and family run. And
that's really
you
cool.
Can tell when you go in. I mean, it's just it's the real deal. It's the real deal.
They're Let's obviously legit. They come from Italy, right? They know
exactly.
What they're doing.
Yep, exactly.
Right on. Well, obviously, you know, you know so much about the Bay Area, and then obviously you've been in the industry on the hotel side and the DMO side and everything. What's one of your best travel tips?
You know, this is kind of a personal travel tip, but it's something that I think helps in so many ways. And it's getting a personalized travel journal whenever you go somewhere. I like to do it on paper. You know, maybe the younger folks like to do it on their phone. You know, I'll get a book. I've used the same book before, but I like to get, you know, I try to buy it when I get to the place. And just write notes. I mean, you just write, sit and just reflect. Because how many times have you gone on vacation and you get back and you're like, oh my God, what did I do? It was a blink of an eye and it's over. So I think taking some time to reflect while you're doing your trip is super helpful in kind of slowing down, reflecting on what you've done, reflecting on what you saw. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you like to doodle or draw. Draw some pictures in there. I think we all use our phones and we take pictures and we do all of that, but I still like to put pen to paper sometimes. And I think for me, that's a great tip to try to keep those memories alive.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I know I'm guilty. I have probably like 40,000 photos on my phone.
Me too. I mean, we all are.
I don't know when the last time I looked at a lot of them, you know, versus like if you write something down like that, then you can actually, it's easier for you to flip through and just kind of see what you're doing. And I think it's one of those things also what you're saying is when you are away from like the normal day-to-day drudgery of like, you know, house chores and like work responsibilities and like taking the kids to school and all that stuff like that, you're in a different frame of mind. And sometimes that's when you do some of your best thinking, is when you like don't have those obligations on your shoulders when you're on that trip. So that's a great way to maybe even come up with some cool ideas if you want to start a business or something like that, right?
Yep. It's a great time for reflection. And I think sometimes you can just run around and go do all the stuff you want to do. And I think you're missing out if you don't take a little bit of time to capitalize, like you're saying, on that kind of space that you're in when you're traveling. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, Tricia, again, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing all these amazing tips for Pleasant Hill. Can you tell the audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
You know, I am mother of three, proud grandmother of two, been in the hotel business my whole career until about 3 years ago, started as CEO of Stay Pleasant Hill, soon to be Visit Pleasant Hill. You'll see both Stay and Visit, kind of we're in transition of doing a changeover of the name. But yeah, so I am responsible for connecting with my community. It's a small little team here of just two of us, Vice President of Sales and Marketing, and we promote all things Pleasant Hill, and we do things like this, and we put things out on social media, and we provide a website to help people know what's going on, not only in Pleasant Hill, but in our area. You know, we want to be kind of the go-to spot, and we try to be the feet on the ground that find all the cool stuff for you to do while you're here and throw it up, whether it's in a post or a website page or something like that, and do the work for you and letting you know why you should come to Pleasant Hill.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was kind of exploring your website, and I'm a big dog lover. You know, unfortunately my dog passed away a little while ago, but I've had dogs all my life. And sometimes when you're traveling, it's tough to like leave your dog at home. And one of the things I saw that was really cool is that you have like it's a Dog's World promotion within your city that it shows all these dog friendly activities and hotels and those types of things. Can you talk about that real quickly?
Yeah. We just kicked that off probably midsummer, and we really realized, the two of us are both dog lovers, dog owners, and you know, thought, gosh, is there a niche there that we could talk to people with pets and let them know that Pleasant Hill is a great place to come? Every time we go to an event, there's always dogs out there, people with their dogs, and our hotels are conducive because four of our hotels are extended stay hotels, meaning they're set up for people that are transferring or moving, you know, or on a long project. So of course they take pets, and it's like, wow, we need to let people know that Pleasant Hill is a really friendly pet community. And as we started going out and looking at our pet boutique from Noni's beautiful little pet spa, you know, where you can take your pet, any number of restaurants that allow pets, you know, and welcome them to come. And so we created this whole campaign around things to do. We've got a pup passport when you come and check into one of our hotels, and it lists all the dog friendly things that you can do in Pleasant Hill and the places where you can take your dog and the different parks and the off leash parks where you could take them. So yeah, we're really excited about it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we'll definitely include links to all that in the show notes. If somebody has questions about the It's Dog World promotion, about Pleasant Hill, or anything else, what's the best way to reach you on social media?
Yeah, social media is Visit Pleasant Hill. I mean, if you're on Facebook, if you're on LinkedIn, if you're on Instagram, those are our three that we use. And you just put in Visit Pleasant Hill, you will find us. You know, we've got lots of great posts. Website's another great place. We have a great event calendar on there, and we keep that. I mean, I'm constantly adding new things, and we try to, you know, really have a diverse listing of things that would hit anybody's interests on our website. Everything about the dog campaign is also, you know, we have a whole page dedicated to that on our website. So visit pleasanthill.com.
Well, we'll definitely include links to all that in the show notes. Trish, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and we look forward to seeing you when we travel there.
Awesome. I can't wait to see everybody.
What an awesome conversation with Trish. I love the Bay Area, and my wife and I almost moved there before we had kids. While San Francisco is a popular tourist destination, staying in a city like Pleasant Hill provides access to all the attractions without the high price tag. You can find all the links we talked about and our one-page guided tourist tips at wetravelthere.com/Pleasant Hill. We want to say thank you to Away's for being today's affiliate partner. Away's shares recommendations for the best redemptions for hotel points in cities around the world. This service even compares cash versus points rates, so you can decide which option is best for your trip. Go to wetravelthere.com/Away's or use my promo code LEE to get $20 off. And if you sign up before Away's flights launches, you'll get that feature free once it goes live later this year. Join us next time as we talk to my new friend Amanda Dana, the Director of Tourism and Film for orangetourism.org. In this episode, Amanda and I talk about visiting the Vanderbilt Mansion, booking a stay at Mahonk Mountain House, an award-winning Victorian castle from 1869, and hiking out to Kaituskuk Falls to admire its beauty. Hope you join us when we travel there. I love hearing your feedback about the show. Send me a tweet at WeTravelThere or email me at wetravelthere.com/contact to share your thoughts. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and tell them what you like most. Make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast app. That way you won't miss any of our upcoming destinations.